The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. I recall once hearing a state legislator in Kentucky argue that there was no such thing as a homosexual agenda. However, David Gibbs, president of the Christian Law Association in America, tells how he was in a state government committee hearing about 30 years ago where an attorney speaking for the homosexuals related their plan to gain acceptance for their lifestyle. We'll share that plan in a moment. But why should we question that there is a plan? Since the Garden of Eden, Satan has had a plan to keep man from becoming what God had created him to be. Years ago, the Apostle Paul revealed Satan's schemes to control man and this earth. Paul wrote in Ephesians 6, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God," he said, "that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." There is a war in the spirit realm that causes every action in this natural realm. To deny that this war exists is to invite destruction to yourself, your family, and your nation. This is why this battle over gender rages in our land. At its root, it's not about an individual gaining acceptance for his sexual activity. It's about stopping the flow of the truth to the next generation. And that's why American liberty is a major target of this movement. So what is the strategy of the homosexual agenda? David Gibbs recalls that their plan was to, number one, take over the media so they could promote their lifestyle. This meant, of course, that they would slant the message in the media so as to make their lifestyle look normal and attractive. Have you watched any sitcoms lately? Read a school health textbook lately? Listened to pop music lately? Wake up, folks. Number two, they planned to take over business by intimidation so that companies would be afraid not to cater to their lifestyle. Remember the attack on Chick-fil-A when its owner stated he disagreed with the homosexual lifestyle on biblical grounds? Number three, they plan to take over the church by changing its stand against homosexuality. More on that in a later message. Number four, they plan to take over civil government through court decisions. Seen any courts reject the traditional definition of marriage by rejecting state marriage amendments lately? What can we do about this agenda to destroy our liberty? First, in our families, we must teach our children that they are made for God's purposes, not their own pleasure. Then, we must teach them and model for them the biblical roles of manhood and womanhood, fatherhood and motherhood. This is huge, and we are mostly failing at it because we bought into the lies in the media and the government education system. Secondly, in our churches, we must admit that there's a huge battle going on for the minds of our children. We absolutely must quit worrying about offending someone and boldly teach in the love of Christ what the Bible says about civil government. Our ignorance and apathy concerning civil government is the main reason we're losing this current battle with the homosexual agenda. Remember, Jesus corrected the political leaders of his day just as quickly as he corrected his own disciples. He called King Herod a fox. He told Pilate, the Roman governor, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above." Pastor, when are you going to start talking this way? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. The preceding message has been taken in part from our new book, For Such a Time as This. You can order For Such a Time as This at heritageministriesky.com.